Do you remember that I said the view from the penthouse was going to be different from the view from the basement? This thing is about a journey into the heart of God for you, where you go from one place to another, from crisis to process, from living life from an earthbound perspective to living from a higher place. You are now seated in heavenly places in Christ. That's why Jesus can ask the things we see on the Sermon of the on the Mount of you and expect that you can do them. He can say, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, and expect us to comply. But it causes something. It's called a crisis from which we move to process. Jesus holds out to us what he sees, and we're plunged into a crisis. He sees a mature bride, mature in his love, mature in agape, prepared for her wedding, longing for her bridegroom, watching for his appearing. You, as the bride here spoken of, are in a time of preparation. And you are going from crisis to process. You're being matured in his love. Just as a natural bride would be excited about her wedding day, so he wants to impart his excitement about the forthcoming union to you. He's excited, nay, ecstatic, that he's getting you for a bride for eternity. You are the joy that was set before him when he endured the cross. You're going to reign and rule with him. He's not deterred by your fear of unworthiness or inability, because he's made you worthy and able. What needs to happen now is you walk into everything he's already made possible for you by faith. And you know what that is. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. The key is that you understand who you are right now and where you've been placed. You're a new creation in the Christ. You're seated in heavenly places in him. Your old life no longer exists. Your old values no longer exist. You're in the school of the Spirit. Your decision-making is now based on what God is saying, not on what you think. Feelings are going to take a back seat. Faith is going to rise. You have everything you need. You're clothed in his righteousness. Take my hand then, let's go, because we can do this thing. Make sure you have the right shoes on, something sturdy, dear, because there will be some detours and mountains to climb, and maybe streams to cross on the way.